Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
It's Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. How are you, Lou?
I am great, and welcome back. It is so nice to hear you on WGN Radio once again.
Oh, I feel like I'm home, and I feel so much better just being back to work, Lou. I'm kind of like Carol. I want to be working, doing what I love every day, you know?
Great. That's great. Well, it's so nice to have you back, and I hope you take your time and heal properly and live a long, healthy, happy life.
Me too. Here come the questions, Lou. Is there anything you can do when you're losing the finish off the bottom of your bathtub?
You can refinish it. Once it starts to wear like that, depending on the age of the tub, there are contractors out there that can come for around anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 that can refinish the tub, and the results are amazing. The prep work is quite involved, but when you're done, you have a shiny tub that looks brand new. There are some DIY products out there. Rust-Oleum makes one that you can get decent results, but it's not a more permanent solution like having it professionally done.
I always wondered how that worked, and because, you know, everybody loves those old clawfoot tubs, and you look at them, and you're like, okay, they need a little work. All right, Lou, my house is on a slab, and the only area in my house on the first floor away from the windows is the laundry room. It's small and has the water heater and furnace in there. Is that the safest place to be when there's a tornado? We have an attached garage.
Well, that's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, if you don't have a basement, they say that in the event of a natural disaster like that, to move in the center of the home. But then at the same time, Lisa, we've all seen it. I mean, you live on a farm in a rural area.
Yeah.
You've seen homes just blow completely away. And even if you were in the center of the home, what would that do? I briefly spoke with John Williams that there are companies out there that make these storm shelters that can either be buried and then you can climb down into them, or you can take them in that garage and bolt them to the concrete. And they're steel structures, very sturdy, and I believe they have ratings to withstand, you know, certain levels of tornadoes, you know, like an F3 or an F4, which I think is pretty high.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting to know. Okay, please ask Lou whether a privacy fence can be cleaned if it's covered in graffiti. Is there a wax that someone can apply to a PVC fence to prevent staining if it's graffitied? So how do you get rid of it, and how do you prevent it?
So a PVC fence with the graffiti, there are chemicals that you can use that will get rid of it. One specifically is an oil. It's a lightweight oil called Superzilla that you can buy in large containers, like a gallon jug. You'd have to order it from them. And you spray it on and scrub it off. What are you going to do to keep it from coming back? There's not much you can do. If you do get it all cleaned off with the Superzilla and there is a film that lays there for a little bit, if someone were to go and graffiti it again, it might not stick, but it's not permanent.
Okay. First day of spring tomorrow. What are you covering Saturday?
Saturday is my spring cleaning show. And so we have a bunch of interviews scheduled to talk about getting your home ready for spring. And it all starts at 6 a.m.
We'll be listening. Thanks for joining us, Lou.
Welcome back.
Thank you. He's absolutely the best, isn't he?